Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Hickman County, one of the four on Kentucky's western edge along the Mississippi, was just recently approved for $19,000 in county and $90,000 in state ag development funds to build a farmer's market pavilion in the county seat of Clinton. It'll be at their existing Rotary Park.
Got an excellent site right here south of town. We have 3.1 acres that was given to the county by a local businessman, and it has a nice lake on it that's going to be part of the Fish and Wildlife Fins program.
County Judge Executive Kenny Wilson says initial plans are already in the works, with the structure hopefully up and operating next spring.
It will be about 40 by 60, and it will have five bays down each side where growers can back in there and sell their vegetables or crops, things like this. And then there will be a common walkway down the center, you know, where people can come and, I guess you'd say, shop.
He says folks around Hickman County are pretty fired up.
We're excited for our community because there's not but nine counties in the state that does not have a farmer's market. And we were one of those, but hopefully by next spring we won't be.
The facility will be connected to city water with restrooms and overhead fans to keep the air moving in warmer weather. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, hashtag knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
Hickman County Judge Executive Kenny Wilson was quick to give due credit to the County Extension Office for their hard work in developing their Farmers Market Pavilion grant proposal. He feels like the pavilion can have multiple uses for the community. He referenced the State Ag Commissioner's current work on a hunger initiative, with which he thought they could help.
Fruits, vegetables that sellers don't sell on particular days. We're going to try to find ways to get this to senior citizens and needy families in our community where it will hopefully really make a difference.
He feels another area they can impact is education, with a specific thought in mind.
One place we're really going to tie in is our FFA programs and help our kids learn to grow things where they can come out there and sell things like this. Our ag teacher's totally on board.
He suspects the farmer's market will operate twice weekly. In the meantime, he admits it brings a smile just to think about development of this new community asset. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.